on Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph. The Gemara wanted to explain the memra of Rav. Rav had said, "Hashechet b'Shabbos u'b'Yom Kippurim," that one, just like b'Yom Kippurim, one is not permitted to eat the behemoth that was geshochten. So the same thing, Hashechet b'Shabbos, one is also not permitted to eat the behemoth that was geshochten. And the Gemara wanted to say that Rav holds that our Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda holds that you cannot give a behemesh in this nabla b'Shabbos. You cannot give this behemesh to klavim because it was not muchan le klavim ibayim, was muchan lachilas odam. So here also, if a person shechted in Shabbos, before Shabbos it wasn't muchan achilas odom. That's what the Gemara had wanted to say, that is pshat, that the Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda, who holds, you need mina muchan. And this is not called mina muchan, just like on the veilish in this nabla b'Shabbos is not called mina muchan. Abaye disagreed with this. Abaye said that Bishloime Abahime is Oimed Lachilas Adam. So if in this Nablo B'Shabbos, so now it's only Roy Laklovim, it wasn't Muchan Laklovim, it was Muchan La Adam. So since it was Muchan Lachilas Adam, so you can't give it to Klovim. But over here, a behemah is oimed la'adam, is oimed la'achilas adam, so it's if you shecht that you're eating mina muchan. That's what it's oimed for, it's oimed to be eaten. So Memela, so Abaye disagreed with that, what the Chachamim wanted to say, that this is going according to Rav Yehuda. So Bekitzah, the Gemara said that it's not true. A beheime is muchan legadol vlodes. It's also muchan lachile, but it's muchan legadol vlodes also. So Abaye asked, if it's muchan legadol vlodes, how you allowed to shech a beheime in yomtiv? It's enemy na muchan. It was muchan legadol vlodes. So they said, well, it matters what he does in Yom Tov. If he shechs it in Yom Tov, so we see it was oimed lishachet b'Yom Tov, so we see it was then muchan lishachet b'Yom Tov. If he doesn't shech it in Yom Tov, so then we see it was oimed legado v'lodes. Bestame by Shabbos, Rashi says, but by Shabbos, so that Zichah was an oimet to be geshachten in Shabbos. So us muchen legadol vlodes. Yontif, it matters what he does in Yontif. He says, what in Yontif, what it was muchen to be used for in Yontif will be nisbara. What he does in Yontif, if he shechs it, I say, hubra hadover lemafreye, that it was oimer to be geshachten. So it was muchen lachile. So Abaye asked them, and that's where we're up to, voles lei Rabbi Yehuda breire. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the concept of breire. So the Gemara says, minola, how do you know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a breire? Ineima midesanye, alekeach yayin mibein akusin. A person purchased yayin mibein akusin. Oymar shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish harei hein trume. The two lugim which I will later be mafrish, they should now become trume. Asore maise rishen, tisha maise sheni, umeichel v'shoise miyad divrei rameyem. ושום לו עם רשי ועל כפונים, this concept to drink from the wine before there was a hafroshe bepoil is totally in the concept of breire. If you hold yes breire, you can do such a thing. If you hold ein breire, you can't do such a thing. Divrei Rameh. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Yisrael. Beyasar. So Abaye wanted to bring a raya from this, so you see Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. That's why you can't say Shnei Lugim Shani Yosef Lahafrish. Because he holds ein breire. So if you'll say that a behemoth is oimed, the god of Lodi, so how can you shecht it in Yontif? Who said it wasn't Mevura, Erev Yontif, what it's oimed for? If you hold Ein Breira, I cannot say that what I did in Yontif is Mevara, that what it was oimed for, Erev Yontif. So the Gemara says, "Hosam kediktoni taime amru leirab meir yatamayde shema yibake hanoid venimse shayse tvolim lemafayim." They're not Rabbi Yudah zayim breire. Rabbi Yudah yesh breire. But Rabbi Yudah said, "You can't drink wine out this cheshbin, because who says bechlal there will be an afrosh lepsayif? Maybe it will be yibake hanoid." So Mamela, so it could be Rabbi Yudah, so there's no Raya, it could be Rabbi Yudah, yes, prayer. And Mamela, so Abai is Kasha, the Baal is not a Kasha. I'd like to first learn the Rashi's that that are negated to the Din Breir, and then we'll learn all the other Rashi's. Halekeich yayin mibein ha-kusim, lashminon de kusim chshudim ala trume, ve'einon ka'amei ha-oretz, shalekeich mem ein tzorech lahafrish trume gdoilo. Kedusnan, we skipped the Rashi from before, we'll come to them. Yeah, lashmin de kusim chshudim ala trume ve'einon ka'amei ha'oretz. Shalekeach mehem ein tzorech lahafrish trume gdoilo. A person purchases from ha'oretz, you don't have to be mafrish trume gdoilo, k'desnan, afi she'sholach yechenin kohen gadol b'chol gvul Yisrael, v'ro Hashem mafrishin ela trume gdoilo b'vad, alma trume lechshidi. Ashminin hoche the kusim chshidi atrume. Kusim achoshed atrume kedektoni, shnelugim shani yosel lahafish. Umishne zu kaidem takone de gozru al yeinam nishmes, as later we learned as a takone se kempachal drink yein kusim. So he mentioned kusim, because he wants to tell us kusim are more choshud than an amoretz, the choshud afilo an trume. Oymar shnei lugim im ein loy keilim lahafrish. So Rashi said, Rashi had a problem. Why isn't he mafrish now, trume and meiser? So he doesn't even need keilim to be mafrish. He doesn't even need keilim. He's going to get keilim in 2 days. But he wants to drink the wine now. So memela, so if he doesn't have any kalim, so that's what he said. Shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish are not trume. It's not trume. It's not meiser. It's not meiserishin. Oisha hoisa. That's one mahalach to understand why he wasn't mafrish not trume meiser. Oisha hoisa chasheicha b'leil Shabbos she'ein shus lahafrish. He had kalim, but you need time to be mafrish. And she'ein shus lahafrish. Now, the Rosh Yosef has two mahalchim in this Rashi. There's different Rashis in Gittin and other places in the Bekameh. Just I'd like to mention, when a person buys from Kusim, Bechshidi Atume, Bechoshed on Lifnei Iver, so that means the Choshed on everything. So there's a big machloikis, if a person buys from Kusim, is it Tevel Vadai, or Sofik Tevel? The Rashi in Gittin that says it's Tevel Vadai. If it's Tevel Vadai, so that means it's Tevel Vadai, if you buy from a Kusi, he'll tell you it's Koshel HaMahadrin Min HaMahadrin, but he's Koshel HaLifnei Iver, he didn't do a thing. That's Tevel Vadai. So then we have to understand, Rashi says, Oysha Hoysa Chasheicha B'Leil Shabbos. He wasn't Mafresh, he had Kalim, but it was Chasheicha B'Leil Shabbos. What does Rashi mean Chasheicha? There's a Rashi in Baba Kama that says Bein HaShmoshes. But this is a big problem. Ein Mafreshin Es Havadai. Sofik Chasheicha, Sofik Einei Chasheicha, Ein Mafreshin Es Havadai. You can't be Mafresh from Tevel Vadai. So, it's a problem. So, he couldn't do this either. Mike's making a frosha. He's saying he's making now truma. He's making now truma and nicer rishon. He's making it right now. So the Rosh Yosef wants to say that Shaisa Chasheicha B'Leil Shabbos does not mean Bein HaShmoshes, before Bein HaShmoshes. Bein HaShmoshes, but he also didn't have time. He didn't have time to be mafresh. Others want to say that it is also Sofik. Even though the Kusim are not mafresh at all, but not like the Amaratzim, but when you purchase from a Kusi, some Emele, it's called Sofik because maybe the Kusi was mafresh, maybe he didn't know he was going to sell it. Maybe he was going to use it for himself. Tzferes Yisrael Mishnai says Aleikeich yain mibein akusim. Mibein akusim means it could be these akusim, which it could be he thought to use it for himself, and now he offering him money, so he sells it. So bekitzer, aleikeich yain mibein akusim could very well be that it's called Sofik Tevel. So mail then it could be speaking about bein hashmoshes. Now, let us just reyin trume besoichoi lemeyaluk. It's trume to lugim for meyaluk. Now, I don't want to start this Rashi. Now we'll come back to the Rashi. In the middle of the Rashi, Avo Betrume, Bishar Maisres, Samchinen Abreire, we lie on Breire, Ola Acher Shabbos Kseyafrishem, when he's Mafrish after Shabbos, or when he gets Kalim, Amrinen Ubra Hadover Shezu Hiya Trume, this is the Trume, Vezel Oishosa Elechule, and he drank Chulen. That is if you hold Yesh Breire. If you hold Ein Breire, that's Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Oisrin, Am Rabbi Yudah, Les Lei Breire, Bechayish, Shemo, Truma, Shosa. He's afraid, Shemo, Truma, Shosa. Maybe he drank Truma. Now we have to understand, this is very, very difficult to understand. Shemo, Truma, he said clearly. He said, I'm making Truma, Mashani osid lahafrish lemocha. That's what he said. Whatever you mafrish, I'm making now truma. What I'm making truma? I have 100 lugim, maya lug of yayin, and I said, I'm making now 2 lugim truma. Which 2 lugim I'm making? The 2 lugim I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow. He said, These two lugim I'm making. So if you hold yesh breire, so it's good. He drank chulin. In tomorrow, shazui atume v'zelo yishosa lechulin. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, maybe he drank the truma. How can he drink the truma? How can he drink the truma? The truma, he said, Masha and Yosef Lahafrish. It wasn't Mafrishness. He drank it, you're telling me. I saw a Moira de Kibir from Rabbi Yankiv Zechene Levroche, and he says as follows. I'd like to read his Loshen. He says like this. The man, the Omer, that holds Yesh Breire, Svirele, Kivin to who inyin dinei terosi, it's a teredic inyin, whenever we speak about Breire, it's a teredic inyin, Afroshes Trume, it's Afroshes Trume, we'll have later the Kinyin Shvise, Im Kain, So I'm making Trume. What am I making Trume? I'm making Trume the two lug that I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow. Which are these two lug? I haven't identified which these two lug are. Ben Shalom knows I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow. Uklapi Shemaya Galye Eze Tipeis Yafrish Hulipsai. Bahainu Shashem Yodeya Shetipois Eilu Yikonsu Beilu Abeis Lugim Sheyafrish Bameitzoi Shabbos. So Memele, so when I say Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Laafrish, you'll give me a questionnaire and you'll ask me, could you please tell me what you just made Trume? I'll tell you, I have the faintest idea. I made Trume, the two Lugim, and the Rebbe Shlom knows which these two Lugim are. I don't know which they are. The Baish knows which the Lugim that I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow. These two Lugim that the Baish knows I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow, these two Lugim I'm making true. So it comes that really I'm making something which I don't know what I'm making. What are you making? I'm making the two Lugim which I'm mafrish tomorrow and which are the Baish knows which these two Lugim are and that I'm making true. So Memele, give out of it. Aval man de yom ein breire, you can't make such things. Vishen Gwain Shalman says, oh yeah, what are you making? I don't know, but I'm making. I'm making, the Gwain Shalman knows what I'm making. The one that holds ein breire, he holds, eze chelik yase ke eis trume. So what is he making trume? What is he making trume? He doesn't know what's going to be tomorrow. Vuhu inyin tibi cheshboini. He's making now trume, which al pi cheshbin will be tomorrow trume. How does he do this? So he says, lamosha. He says he has 100 gallons, and normally he's going to drink in Shabbos 10 cases of wine. He has a barrel, 100 gallons of wine, 100 lugim, he drinks 10 cases. He's going to go and take out from this case, from this barrel, 10 cases. Now, if we're going to ask a person, so if you can take out the barrel, is here, you're going to tilt the barrel, face, whatever, and you take out 10 cases, could you pinpoint which wine is going to be left over? Mustama, that you could pinpoint. You could do this. You can take out 10 cases and thus. And nothing's going to happen. So Memele, we could pinpoint now in the bowels of life, this wine is going to be Shani Yosid Lahafrish. Yesh baze inyan cheshboini shebemaitzoi Shabbos yemechonim eilu beiz alugim. And that's what he said. The nimsu sheilu beiz alugim nasa keis trume. So these two lugim, I made now truma. Fine, it's truma now. Ela mikiven de svirelei einbreire. He holds einbreire. Omrinen de yitochen shenishtane marshavtoi b'meshach ha-Shabbos. That means it could be that when he said this, he was he was under the cheshbon, he's going to drink 10 kaises. When he came Shabbos, he had a change of mind. Wine is very good, and the psazoi is the, it's my mele, so he drank 12 kaises. V'yachin ba'oifin acher mimasha ya'oimit b'tchilom b'taitoi. That means could be there was a change in cheshbon. So Memela, if he's taki going to drink 12 cases in Shabbos, nimso she'elu beis halugim nichnas eiza chelik mem b'toch shtiyosoi. So lemaise, he made, if you hold ein brain, you can't cheshbon with Rabbi Nishloelim. You have to cheshbon, what are you making? I don't know, Rabbi Nishloelim knows. I'm making what is oimit to be mufrish, that's what I'm making. I'm making what's oimit to be mufrish, meitzoi Shabbos. And that's what I made, and he made that take. But it can very well be, what was oimit to be mufrish, erev Shabbos, meitzoi Shabbos, was not mufrish, meitzoi Shabbos. Could be things changed along the line, and lemaise, even though it was oimit then, could be things changed. So Mela, I cannot rely on what he was mafresh, Meitzoi Shabbos, to say that Lemaise the Chalois Afrosha was on what was Oymed. And there's an Oymed, but the Oymed is very flexible. Avalatume Yeshnekva, Ava Pi Shaloi Hifrishan Adayim. Yeah. The Istrume, but he wasn't mafresh. Zuktrab Yankibazoi, which is Akashim Rabbi Kevege. That what he said, ani osid lahafrish, it doesn't mean shani osid lahafrish, because if you say shani osid, that's a mikvegas kasha. If shani osid lahafrish, he made trume, so how could he drink the trume in Shabbos? He wasn't mafrish, and he said clearly shani osid lahafrish. Hainu rak lesimin ba'alme. He said shani osid lahafrish kloima. Oisai achelik she'oimet ato shafrishenu b'meitzoi Shabbos. That means if you hold ein breire, so you can only make now what is now oimet to be mufrish meitzoi Shabbos. What is oimet to be mufrish? That's what I'm making. I'm making now what is oimet to be mufrish. Could be meitzoi Shabbos is not what was then oimet to be mufrish. That means it has to become Truma Erev Shabbos, and it could only become Truma Erev Shabbos what was Oymed Erev Shabbos to be Mufrish, and it could very well be Meitzoi Shabbos, something else was Mufrish. So you drank after Truma. That's what it could be. That's if you hold Ein Breire. If you hold Ein Breire and the Osir Lahafrish, you have to take with a grain of salt. That's Oymed Liyos Mufrish. But that, because that's I can't say what's oimed liyos mufrish. That's like shani osid lahafrish. If you hold yesh breire, so then I pinpointed exactly what I made trume. It's not oimed. I said what I'm going to be mafrish meitzoi Shabbos. I made that trume. What is that? The Rebbeinu Shlom knows. Between me and the Rabbi Nishlalim, I'm making a trumet, the Rabbi Nishlalim knows. So now, there's a moiridik and nafkamine. What will happen if it breaks and he's not mafish? So what happened? So if you hold yesh breire, so what did he make? He made, Rabbi Nishlalim, I made that what I'm going to be mafish to. What happened? There was no afroshe. It broke. So it comes out, what did he make trume? Nothing. He didn't make anything trume. He said, there was no afroshe. Because it broke. There was no afroshe. So the Gemara says, if you hold yesh breire, nimtzo shoyse tvolim lamafreye. He drank tevel. There was no afroshe whatsoever. He drank tevel. Because there was no os in lahafresh. But if you hold ein breire, if it broke late, it's not mukha, he drank tevel. He didn't drink tevel. Could be he drank the truma. That could be. Could be he drank the truma, but he didn't drink tevel. Cause that's the chilek. The chilek is if you hold yesh breire, I'm pinpointing ma shani osid lahafresh, I'm making now tume. Where is it? The Rabbeinu Shalom knows. And I can make, and that's enough. I'm making something which is negay me and the Rabbeinu Shalom. Who has to know? I'm making a tume, the Rabbeinu Shalom knows what I'm making tume. We put it together. I made that with the Rabbeinu Shalom knows I'm going to be mafresh tomorrow. I don't have to know more than that. That's the Yod Yesh Prayer. Yod Ein Prayer, I'm sorry. If you're making, you have to know what you're doing, you have to know what you're doing. So he says, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to do. So then it's a cheshbon. It's a cheshbon. It's what is oimet to be mufrish tomorrow. And it could, so then it's a remiss. It could be take, if nothing changed, it could be take that you were mafrish. You drank the chulin, and you mafresh the truma tomorrow. Could very well be. Could be what was oimid erev Shabbos when you made a truma changed in Shabbos. So memela, you made what was oimid erev Shabbos to be mufresh, and lemaisa in Shabbos things change in lemaisa, so that when you made truma, you drank. So that's why old Ein Brei can't rely on. This is chat in Abiyude, because he holds Ein Breire. So the Gemara says, "Hosam time la mishum Ein Breire." Who? He holds Yesh Breire. Ela the Chayish l'shema yiboka hanoi. They might break. Vehuvra. And now it's he holds Yesh Breire. Vehuvra shloi hoya. Osid lovoy lidei afroshe. Now I see if it broke. So now I see, you know what he made trume? Nothing. Because he said, well, I'm making trume what the Rabbeinu Shalom knows I'm going to be mafresh. That I'm making trume. So he didn't make anything trume because the Rabbeinu Shalom knew that he's not going to make anything trume. It's going to break. That's the time. And Rameyah says, lechshi yiboka, nire. We'll see when it breaks. We're not afraid of this. Now, let us go back to two Rashis, which we skipped. Let's go back to the first Rashi. Abaye said, if you say a behemah is oimed, legadol vlodis, and lishochet is other oimed of this, so I asked you a kasha, so how are you allowed to shecht in yontif? So you told me, no problem. Oimet of this or this. I'll see what he does in yontif. If he shechts in yontif, so I see he was oimet to be geshecht in yontif. He doesn't shecht in yontif. I see he was oimet to God of Lodis. So Abaye asked for less late Rabbi Yehuda Breire. Now look how Rashi says Pshat. The e beheime bechayel lav lachila lechudekayme. Not oimid only lachila. Oimid lachila. Oimid levlodes. Ki shochet lo biyontev and he shechted in yontev heicha mishtarye dilme mei esmoil daite legadol hava. That means the din achone has to be chal erev yontev. What was oimid for? But he thought of Erev Yontif? Could be he thought Erev Yontif? The Gadol. It came Yontif, and the 20 guests came, and he there is nothing what to serve them. So he shechted it. How can you build? How can you build from that it, to say it was Muchan Erev Yontif? What he did Yontif? Here Rashi says, Klar, Dilma may ask my data. Maybe he changed. There was a change in the world. It's muchan what it's oimed for. Who knows what it's oimed for? Maybe Erev Yontif was oimed the God of Lodis. And Yontif, the circumstances forced him that he should shecht it. How could you say that what from later you see that what was oimed before? And if you can't see from later, so are you allowed to shecht it? It's not mina muchan. Now let's go to the Rashi we also skipped. Umeichel Hamaisa Sheini. Rashi translates what the word Meichel is. First of all, the Lashon is very unclear. He said, he's looking for a salafrish, tumme, sorah, my serishin, tisa, my shesheni, umeichel. Now, first we have to know what umeichel means and what is umeichel going on. So Rashi says, umeichel la my shesheni. Rashi learns pshat that umeichel is a lotion of machalo. He's machalo my shesheni. Hoyel v'yochel l'saknei b'amira ba'alma. He could make a tikkun b'amira ba'alma. V'loimar areihu mechulol alamai sheyeshli b'soich habayis. He could be mechalol the ma'isusheni amoy sheyeshli b'soich habayis. Lo'hitiru lo'chachomim l'shtoysoi. So the chachomim weren't matal l'shtoysoi. V'lismoich ala breire. To be seimach ha breire. Avotume v'shamayisre semchinen ha breire. החשבש כששאי הפרישם אמרינן רוברה דובו שזה יתרומה וזה לא ישוסה אלו חולו. Now this is Amuridika Rashi. Rashi says two things. One thing Rashi says when it comes, we're playing with the rices, we're speaking about Tevel. When it comes to Trume, it comes to that thing, we're saying Mechambrere. We're saying Mechambrere, you ain't matter, it's the Tevel, but what became Trume? The two Lugim and the Mivafrish, Mitzoy Shabbos, those two Lugim, the Baruch Shalom knows what it is. Those two Lugim are making Trume. When it comes to Maisa Sheni, all of a sudden we got very full. Maisa Sheni, Rashi says, Leitiru loicha chomen lishtoisoi delismech ala brere. No. Here there's an eighth, it can be Mechal of the Maisa Sheni. No. Don't be saying Mechan Breire. So there's a Meiridike Ritve in Mesechte Sukkah, Afchav Dalit, Dungamaschel Meichel. So the Ritve says two things. There's two problems in this Rashi. First of all, he says he doesn't understand Rashi that the Leisem Chinen. What do you mean Leisem Chinen? If you hold your Spreire, you matter Yisrom the Reise. You matter, I mean, Rabbi Trumel, Rabbi Tzemel. That the Trume is, well, where's the Trume? I'll drink today whatever I want. Whatever's left over, that's going to be the Trume. I made that today Trume. Whatever's going to be left over. So you say Mechambrere. So it comes to my Shesheni. That's before. Zokte Ritve, he says no. He says, if you hold Yesh Breire, there's no need of Frumkeit. Yesh Breire, Lechatchili, you can do it. I mean, if you hold Yesh Breire, you can do it. So what's that? Leisam Chinam? That means that what Rabbi Yehudim, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon said, that it might break. It might break, and then there'll nothing be left over. So even though Rabbi Meir said, Lechshi Yeboka, but Yesh Dvorim Begav, there's, I mean, there's a possibility, maybe not a probability, there's a possibility. So the Maise, whatever I can avoid, Afrosha Lemocha, I make Afrosha now. So I'm a Mele and I'm a Chalalit. So now, that's number one. That's Pshat. Now we have to understand, what did he make Maise Sheini? If he made Maisa Shaini, Mashani Osid Lahafrish Lamocho, so he didn't accomplish anything. The Maisa Shaini is what Mashani Osid Lahafrish Lamocho. And if it breaks tomorrow, so there's no Maisa Shaini. So you want Machal anything. So what did he accomplish over here? So the Ritva, that Mazogna Liba Darashi, that by Maisa Shaini he said something else. By Maisa Shaini he said, I'm making Maisa Sheini B'tzvoinai. That was in the Tzofen side of this Chofis. This is now Maisa Sheini. Not Mashini Osid, Lahafrish Lamocha. That what's in the Tzofen side of this Chofis is now Maisa Sheini. Now, but you can't drink this. You start drinking this, it's Mamash Sheshrek. Where did it disappear? To the Tzofen side you're drinking. So he said, that's no problem. That now I'm going to Mechalo. What I made Maisa Sheini now, I avoided to have to be samech that tomorrow the chavis will be gone still. My shesheni I took care of right now. The my shesheni I went and I said, the my shesheni should be bitzvoinoi. This is my shesheni.
and fine, so it's a maaser sheni. It's not drinkable because you can't drink it, but if it's mitzvahine, it's gonna get mixed up in what I drink. So right away, I machalal it. I say that, that the maaser sheni should be mitzchalal al moishe yeshli b'sof beis. So Bekitza, where are we up to now? We're up to now that Abaye, we still have a machlokes, is a behema oimet, legadol, vlodis, and achila. And if that is true, the only way one is permitted to shecht a behema in Yontiv is the Yehod Yesh Breir. And I say, from what happens in Yontiv, I see it was Muchen for that. Muchen was the same thing, Yehod Yesh Breir. The Rabbeinu Shalom asks him, what is Muchan for you? It's Erev Yontav right before the Shkia. What is Muchan? Rabbeinu Shalom, you know what's Muchan. Whatever I'm going to do in Yontav, that's what I'm making. By Shech, so it's Muchan to Shech. If you're Yesh Breire. If you're Dein Breire, so then you can't Shech, because who says it was Muchan to Shech? So that's the Machloikis, Abaye, and the others. The others held it's a muchan that Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh breire. Some emailer yelat to shecht and yontif, avay shecht and yontif, that means was muchan to be geshachten erev yontif. So it's no problem. But it's other beimers are muchan levlodis and other beimers are muchan lachila. But this beimer personally was muchan for, I mean, we'll see in yontif what I do. That's what he was muchan for. But and Abaye said no, Rabbi Yehuda holds same breire, and he wanted to prove it from Shnei Lugim. So Mal said no, from Shnei Lugim is not raya. Rabbi Yehuda also holds yesh breire, and that what he says is that Al Shem Yibokanai. Elo midetoni ayah. So the Gemara, so Abaye is still sticking to his guns. So Abaye is saying no. I prove to you that Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. Memela say you're wrong. So if you're Zain Breire, so we're back to the Kasha, Akin Shech Ben Yontav. So Kochach, it's only Oymed Lachila, and it's Oymed Lachila, so that your whole shtick Torah, that the mission is going according to Rav Yehuda, now it's either because Zainim in a Mucham, it's not true, because it's always was Mucham Lachila. That's Abai is going now to prove that Rav Yehuda holds Ein Breire. The Tony Ayoy, Rav Yehuda Oymer, Ein Odom Masne Al Shnei Dvorim Keechot. A person cannot make a Tnai Al Shnei Dvorim Keechot, Rashi says, means Shnei Chachomim. Halim Bo Chochom Lemizroch, Eruvi Lemizroch, Lemayrev, Eruvi Lemayrev, Ve'ilu Lekanu Lekan Loi. Now, let us, before we'll see Rashi, just let's give a preview of what we're speaking about over here. Aye said like this. We're speaking about a person who lives in a city. Let's speak about the last case. That's what Aye is speaking about, the last case. And then we'll come back to the first two cases. A person is in a city. It's Erev Shabbos. He heard that that's the last case. Two Chachamim are coming tomorrow to Darshan. Shabbos, they're going to say Droshes. Now, one is coming Lemizrach, one is coming Lemayrev. Both of these Chachamim, the Beis Medrash, where they're going to Darshan, both of them are Chutz L'Tchum. Where he is now, he can't go to him any of the Droshes. Because the both of these Botim et Droshim, the Beis Medrash, B'Mizrach, Beis Medrash, B'Mailov, is more than Alpayim Amar from the year. So, but that is a hurdle that can be solved. So he's going to make an Erev Trumim, Erev Shabbos, and with the Erev Trumim, he gains. So he puts the Erev Trumim in Mizrach, 2,000 Amis away from the city. He says he wants to be Kaina Shvisa over there. And let's say the Beis Medrash is 3,000 Amis in Mizrach from the city. So if he was Kaina Shvisa, 2,000 Amis in Mizrach, he can go to the Drosh in Mizrach. He puts another Erev in Ma'ariv, and he says to be able to go to the Drosh in Ma'ariv, says Kaina Shvisa Ma'ariv. But you can't be Kaina Shvisa in both places. Either you're Kaina Shvisa Mizrach or Ma'ariv. So we asked this person, Rabbi, where do you want to be Kainish Visa? So he says, I don't know. But I'll decide in Shabbos. I have to find out which of the droshes are better. The Shabbos I'll find out. Whoever I decide in Shabbos to go to that droshe, so I want to be Kaine Erev Shabbos, that Erev. It means that in Shabbos I decide to go to the Beis Medrash Ebe Mizrach, so I want Erev Shabbos, to be kind of the be kind of shvisa with the Erev Sheba Mizrach, decide in Shabbos to go to the Erev Sheba Meirev, so to the Beis Medrash Sheba Meirev. So I want to be kind of Erev Shabbos with the Erev Sheba Meirev. So it says, I said like this. Ein oda masna al shnei dvorim kechot. That means there are two alternatives. He doesn't know where he wants to go. So then he can't make an Erev. Elim boch ochem lemizrach, eruvi lemizrach, lemayreb, eruvi lemayreb. Ve'ilu lekan u lekan loy. But so now let's delve on the lekan u lekan. Lekan u lekan means, he says, that he made two Erevin, and whatever he decides in Shabbos to go to, say once that Erev should be kind of Erev Shabbos. So Aye said, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda does not brayer. Rabbi Yehuda holds, ain't brayer. Rabbi Yehuda holds, yes brayer. So Melo, we can say, Rabbi Shalom, I want to be kind of Shvisa now Erev Shabbos. With which Erev? The one I'll decide on in Shabbos. You know which others. I want to be kind of with that. That's Rabbi Yehuda yes, but Rabbi Yehuda holds ein brayer. Frag de Gemara, Ravinenbor, we ask the kasha, maishna lekan u lekan de loid ein brayer, mizrach amar of nami ein brayer, am Rabbi Yechanan u kvar bo chocham. Now let us just say, oisem ein ipshat in the Gemara, then we'll see in Rashi. The Gemara understood, that means we're speaking about a case like this. There's a chochem coming, michutz letchum, and he is going, he himself doesn't know where he's going. But there's a tzad he might go to the Beis Medrash lemizrach, there's a tzad he might go to the Beis Medrash shebemayrach. But we'll see later, he himself doesn't know where he's going to darshan yet. And by him it's also, so when this person is making his Erev Truman, the person from the Bnei Yair, that wants to go to the drosha, so he is saying, whatever the Chochem will decide, which Beis Medrash will decide to darshan in Shabbos, in that I want to be koine with my Erev Trumim Shvisa Erev Shabbos. That means if the Chochem decides to go in Shabbos to Mizrach, so I want my Erev Trumim Sheva Mizrach to be koine. If the Chochem decides to go to Meirev, I want the Dos. So, Memele, so the whole Kinyan of the Erev is dependent on the Das of the Chochem, which he will decide in Shabbos. So it's also totally in Breire. So the Gemara asks Akasha, so why did Ayoy say that Rabbi Yehuda is only Chaylik if there's two Chachamim? By one Chacham, it's also totally in Breire. We have to see, we don't know where the Chacham is going to Darshan. He's going to go to Mizrach or to Meirev. And that's why he made two Erevim. That's why the Benayir made two Erevim. So the Gemara says, no, the first case is speaking about Kvar Bochochem. The first case is not speaking, there's no Sveikis. The Chochem already now is either in Mizrach or Lamayev. That means, Erev Shabbos, the Chochem was already in one of the two Batei Midrashim. I don't know where he was. So Memeil, I'm going to find out in Shabbos where he was. But I have to make an Erev Tchumim. So I said like this, if the Chochem came, the Mizrach, Kvar Bo Chochem, so I want to be kind of with the Mizrach Dike Erev. The Chochem came, the Meirev, so I want to be kind of with the Meirev Dike Erev. This is not totally at all in Breire. That means it's only a Gili Milsa Balma. The Chochem came already. The while I don't know which Beis Medrash he came to. So that's why the first two cases are all not dependent on Breira. The third case with his two Chachamim, and he said he's going to decide in Shabbos which drosha to go to, and he wants to be kind of Shvisa Erev Shabbos, in the Mokim he decides to go to on Shabbos. That's totally in Breira, and that ayah he said that Rav Yehuda holds ain't Breira. And Bekitzer, just to sum up the sugya, so Abaye said, I'm right, you see, Aye said, Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breira. When it came to Shnei Mugim, probably another pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, fine. But when it came, to, but here you see, Klor, Aye said, that Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breira. So it's Eiskishpar, that Abaye, so we're back to my old kash, Aye Lata Shechta Beim in Yontif, so Kochach, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Abaye is only Oymed Lachile. So it's back, and then I'm back with the kasha. So my mail, if it's only Ahmed Lachila, so it's Minamuchan. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ein Adam Masna, Peirben Amrinen, Masna Adam al Eruvoi, Meiniach Shnei Eruvoi. Echad b'soif alpayim lemizrach iroi, ve'echad b'soif alpayim lemayrav. Ve'oima, im bochochem lemizrach, sheyechochem osid lo... Ve'oima, im bochochem lemizrach, sheyechochem osid lo, ve'imimokim ha'acha. It was a chochem that was aimed to come, mimokim ha'acha from another place, ve'lish bois chutz l'tchum. And this Chacham is going to be Shoyve Shabbos Chutz L'Tchum. He's going to be Chutz L'Tchum of the year. The Lidroish. So if he's going to be Shoyve Chutz L'Tchum Eir Mimizrach, Eruvish or Mizrach Yiknali Shvise, and he wants to be Kaina Shvise in Mizrach, L'Mizrach. Be'eye B'Shabbos, B'mokim Eruvish, so Memele, so it's called I was Kaina Shvise where my Erev is, V'yesh li misham v'holo, and from where the Erev is, I have another Alpayim Ameh, and with the second Alpayim Ameh, I'll be able to go to the drosha of the Chochem, who's going to darshan chutz from the Alpayim Ameh from this year. V'im yagidu li shebo Chochem l'mayrev, yiknei rubi shebo mayrev, bo lekan o lekan. Im yavoyu shnei chachamim, ze lemizrach v'ze lemayre, le'eze mehem she'erze efchar alichosi, whichever I decide to go to, bar shem breire shel mocha, whatever I decide tomorrow, yikne li eruvi hayoyim. T'chol knias erev, bein ha'shmoshesi, an erev is kind of bein ha'shmoshes, V'toni ayoi the polig Rabbi Yehuda aseife. Rabbi Yehuda is choylik on the seife. Diktoni. It says in the seife, bo lekan ulekan. Become as a mamele, it's also good. Become a Rabbi Yehuda, no, the masna, this is a mishnah. Become a Rabbi Yehuda, no, the masna, shei dvorim, shnei chachomim. He can't make such a tonight. When can you make a tnai? Elim bo chochom al chochom echot shebo. Ve'ein a yadu aloi le'eiz a ruach yovoi masne. Vavinim bo maishno why by shnei chachomim you say you can't make a tnai. De'ein breire. Because ein breire. Kshayelech lemocha lemizoch shemo beinash moshois maybe Beinash Moshe, he was not oimed to go to the Mizrach Tikkei Chochem. He was oimed to go to the Meirat Tikkei Chochem. Bekono le'eruvi shal Meirat. Bereihu kemishe shoves b'Meirat. Umimoke Moshe shvise yesh le'alpayim l'chol ruach. V'nimtso alpayim achoynes az Mizrachi yoyis. If he was kaina shvise alpayim amo b'mayre from the year, so it comes out that the radius he can go to Mizrach ends with the year, kol is lebeisai. Ve'ein lo mi beisai le Mizrach afilu psi'achas. So how can he go, if he decides to go in Shabbos, to the Chochem or Sheivis who came to Mizrach, how can he go there? Maybe he was Oymed Erev Shabbos to go to Meirev. He wasn't Oymed to go to Mizrach. He was Oymed to go to Meirev. So the Gemara asks, Mizrach or Meirev Nami? Gemara asks, how Ayoy differentiates between Chacham Echad and Shnei Chachamim? Like the Gemara, Mizrach or Meirev Nami, Kshehisna al Chacham Echad, V'tolo T'noi B'bias Chacham, he made a T'nai Amon Chacham. And he said, his T'nai is dependent where this Chacham will end up in Shabbos. Nami Embreire. It's also she say Embreire. Dimbo Chacham Le Mizrach, La'achar shekidish hayoy, shemok shekidish hayoy, hoye bedate l'mayrib. You want to be kind of shvise to what, where the Chochem wants to be shavis, Erev Shabbos. Because he himself doesn't know Erev Shabbos where he wants to be shavis. Dimbo Chochem l'mizrach la'achar shekidish hayoy, shemok shekidish hayoy bedate l'mayrib. Bezeh toloy bedate shel Chochem. So, Mimela, how could you, even though the Chochem ended up b'Mizrach, how could you be kinder, how could your Erev b'Mizrach help? It's totally in where the Mokim Eshvisa was of the Chochem. Maybe the Mokim Eshvisa of the Chochem was to go to Meirev. So then you need your Meirev the Keirev. V'Chochem Yochel Leilech B'Shabbos Arbos Alofim Amo K'demarinim Be'erevet. Now, we won't go on Tarichas, what Rashi is answering, but let's just say what Rashi is asking. The Gemara asks Akasha that how, by one Chochem, how is the Erev Chal? It's totally in Breire. Maybe the Chochem ended up in Mizrach, but Erev Shabbos, the das was to go to Meirev. So if your Erev is kind Erev Shabbos, it should be kind of a Meirev. So how could you go to Mizrach? So now Rashi, a tremendous problem. If the Chochem intended to go to Meirev, so how could the Chochem end up in Mizrach? The Chochem also is mugbul by Tchumen. How could you say he thought to go to Meirev and he ended up in Mizrach? So Rashi says, V'achochem yochlech l'shabbos arbas alofim ama. He has a radius of arbas alofim ama, k'damrinim be'erevim. Imro shechoshcho, there's a kula of evrei drochem. That means, like this, a person is kaina shvisa one of two places. Either he's kaina shvisa where he is, or he's kaina shvisa where he made an erev trumen. Oivrei derech is another kula. An oivrei derech can be kaina shvise in a place where he wants to be kaina shvise. That made a melike kula. That means if he saw a place 2,000 amas away, and he said, I want to be kaina shvise over there, so he's kaina shvise over there. Zukter, so v'chochem yochel leilu b'shabbos abos alofim ame, gemrinim b'erevin, imro shech ha-sheicho, v'yamakir Ilon Oigedel Shubisoif Alpayim Amet. He saw a Moki Mesuyim, and he said, I want to be koine there, Shvise. This is Soif Alpayim Amet. Oimer Shvisi Shvisosi Beikroi. I want to be koine Shvise Beikroi. So now, the Chochem was koine Shvise, not where he is now. Now he's 2,000 amas away from that Elon. But it was Erev Shabbos. He wants to be kinder shvisa in that Elon, by that Elon. So the mokim of the kinyan shvisa of the Chochem was by that Elon. Umahalech mi mokim raglov vad ikrei alpayim. Now he can go alpayim amas to that Elon, because that's his mokim shvisa, and he is alpayim amal l'chol ruach. So he can walk now to the Elon, can walk now to the Elon Alpayim Amid. Umeikroi Ulaholon Alpayim Alpayim. Now, since he was Kainish Visa Erev Shabbos by that Elon, so by now you have to measure a radius of Alpayim Amid from that Elon on both sides. So it would seem from Rashi, if you'll measure the radius, it was the radius could be now Lemizrach, the radius could be Lemayra. And it could be for this person Be'ir, without an Erev Trumim, he can't get to any of them, because from him to the Mayrev is more than 2,000 Amos. Could be the Chochmos Betzofen. And he's going down. So besides going to Mizrach, he has to go Mizrach Tzofen or Mayrev Tzofen. So he has to make an Erev Tchumim. Now, we don't know. The Chochem has no problems. The Chochem was Kainu Shvisa by the Elon. And since he was Kainu Shvisa by the Elon, so automatically he can go on both sides to Mizrach and Mayrev. He has no problem. But the Ben Ha'ir to be, the Ben Ha'ir, in order to be able to go to the Drosha in Mizrach HaMayrev, he has to make an Erev Trumim, and he doesn't know how to make the Erev Trumim. Mahalach Mimokim Raglov, Ad Ikrei Apayim, Mikro Lahorn Apayim, Orchanai Mikro Meima, Chochem Zeh, if you hold them Breire, בשעס קניאס ערב, לא יבוא למזרח עדיין, בדייטה היו למיירב. So the Chochem thought that he's going to go to Meirev. So Memela and the lady decided to go to Mizrach. So Memela, so if you hold Ein Breire, if you hold Ein Breire, so how does the Erev Trumim help? Rabbi Yochanan kva bo chochem. Masnisen bo ches kin shiva bo chochem kaidem kin yin Erev. The chochem came already. Avoze lo yoda lehechem bo. He doesn't know where the chochem came. Ve'en kan tzor brere, there's no need of brere. Shekach masne lezat sha chochem bo, where the chochem came already, yeru vikoine. Ve'en adobi toli elo and of tell Ella Bigiluye Milsa Shegidola Macha Shemizrach Bo Nimsa Shekona Eru Eruv Amizrachi. Let us see Taisvis. Hosam Kidiktoni Taim. So the Gemara was Matre. Abaye said Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breire. And that is the reason why you can't make this dreidel shnei lugim shani yosed lafush. Abaye said he holds Ein Breire, and the Gemara was matcha. No, he holds Yesh Breire, and the time is because of Shema Yibokanoi. Koshali. The Hocha Alibe the Rav Kaimino. Here we're going according to Rav. The Rav Leslay the time Mishum Bekiyas Hanoi. The Perik Pakil Ma'arvin, the Koma Lesser Limasnisen, Mikame Ayoy Valekeach Yayin, Beislay the Taime Rabbi Yehuda Mishum the Ein Breire. Now let's just explain for 1 minute what the Gemara in Erevin says. The Mishnah in Erevin seems to say Rabbi Yehuda Olds Yesh Breire. Rabbi Yehuda Olds Yesh Breire. And you can make this Erev, no problem, by Shnei Chacham, you can make an Erev. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breire. Rav came and said in Erevin, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breire. Now, so Moses says, how did you come to this conclusion? So Rav said he has two factors that show him that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breire. Number one, Ayoy said that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breire. And the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Yehuda asks to be say Shnei Lugim Shani Osed LaHafrish, also you see Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breire. So I have the Mishnah Erevin says he holds yes prayer. Well, we cancel out this Mishnah because of the Mishnah of Shnei Lugim and the Memra of Abaye. So Rav personally said that Rav Yehuda holds ein breire. So Mamele, here we're trying to say pshat what Rav said. So they're saying pshat in Rav that is going according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds yesh breire. Rav himself holds that Rav Yehuda holds ein breire. So what are they calling him? Hosam kediktoni time. You can't say this in Rav. That face was kash. The Rav Leslie the time Mishim Bekiyas Hanoi Bepek Bakil Malvim the Koma Leslie Masnisa Mikame Ayoi. The Mishnah says Rav Yehuda holds Yesh Breire, and Rav said we were not Samech on the Mishnah because of Ayoi Valekech Yain. The Islay in Rav holds the time Rav Yehuda Mishim Dain Breire. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Rabbi Nishim Shemikutsi Hikshe Deichi Maisi Hocha Huda Ayoi. The Gemara in Erevin says, that you have a Mishnah in Erevin that says, Abudot Yesh Breire. Now, so the Gemara is asked, so why do you say Abudot Yesh Breire? So he says, because I have Ayah in the Mishnah of a Lekeach. Lekeach Shnei Yayim, Bebein Akusim. So Taisha says, if you're going to say for 1 minute that the Mishnah of a Lekeach is not Ayah, he holds also Yesh Breire and Shem Yibok Anoi. So you have two Mishnayis that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breire. There's one member of Ayoi that says he holds Ein Breire. So you know what you do? You doicha Ayoi. So if we're saying right now that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breire, and the reason he's also Shem Yibok Anoi, so what are you bringing a Raya from Ayoi? The Gemara says clearly in Erevin, if you have two Mishnayis, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breire, so we doicha Ayoi. That was the kasha from Rabbi Nishim Shemikutsi Iksha. The Heichi Maisiocha Hudaayoi Acher Shedoiche Ahida Lekeya Abapek Vakol Ma'alve Mashmadi Lav Ida Lekeya Avamina the Lesser of the Ayoi Mikami Masnisen. That means I wouldn't paskin like I if the Mishnah says Fakel. The poor Chosam Larab Adarabe. Rav said, I don't paskin like the Mishnah because of Ayoi. Fregt die Gemara Adarab, lesel daie, mi kam im as nissen. Und mi shani le salke daiter, verschmini le rabi, dat lesel le beir, das ein jol kech jai. So the whole Mekoyer, that Rav held, that Rav Yehuda holds, ein breire, is because I have two Mekoyers holds ein breire, aie in the Mishnah. Now that the Gemara was matra, that the Mishnah could be holds yesh breire, so what are you bringing ayah? Ayah is also no proof. If I have two Mishnahs, I'm Yudah holds yesh breire, so ayah is a toys. So Memela, so the whole sugya is, the Gemara is, I'll bring your ayah from ayah. Ayah isn't a proof. The nearly the hochi, the chuyah bahamu, the koma, hosam kediktoni time. He says, really, not the Gemara really means to say that that's like the time. Ve'ike somech ha'da'ayir. Den lechich mi delekech deles lebreche kol kam le maisu da'ayi deles mikami mesnisen da'erevin. Lohochi maisu da'ayi da'ash deles mesnisen mikami tabayi. That means that what the Gemara says he holds yesh breche and shemi yiboka anoid, this was not said up so say with a behiros. That means it calls man you don't have ayoi. Say I'll say that. Then I'll say that could be that's pshat in the Mishnah. But that means it's a hemshech. But after I have ayah ready, then I'm doiche that Mishnah in Erevin that says Rabbi Yehuda holds ayoy. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein yesh breire, and I hold Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. Elo amar Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're going to say a new Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda de Kelemi. This nan, we learned that Mishnah. Kol ha-kelim anitolim b'shabbos. A keli that's nitol b'shabbos. Shivreyim nitolim. That means if there was a keli, and it broke. So now the shaila is, are the shvorim muktzeh? Or are they still permitted to be metaltal them? So the Mishnah says, Kol ha-kelim anitolim b'shabbos shivreyim nitolim. ובלבד שיעושן מעין מלוכה. But you should be capable of using these kelim for some use. So I say, if they're still usable for some use, so the shame keli is not nifka from them. And explains. Shivrei areva, if you had an areva that broke, so now you can't use it anymore for areva. L'chas is ben pichovis, like the shvorim have a use, you can use it for a cover. Shivrei schuchis, l'chas is ben piapach, you can use it to cover a piapach. So all that you need is that it should still have some use, so it doesn't lose the shame keli. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Obavad Shei Oysen Me'ein Melachtam. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. That what it is Oimed for use, it's not called, it was Muchan for that. It was Muchan, it's only called Muchan if now, after the Shvire, it still can do a similar Melache that was Oimed to do Bishlei Musay. Now explains. Shivrei areva. If an areva broke, lotzuk l'soichon mikvah. You can put some cereal in this shever. So lemaise, it's still used as a base kibble. Shivrei zechuchis, lotzuk l'soichon shemen. Me'ein melachton en, me'ein melocha acheres loy. Alme kivin deloy ischen mei eschel. Lahach meloche asiri, achinam ekim leischer me esmael asura. So the Gemara brought a raya. We see Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to. It's not sufficient that it was oimed. It was oimed to be used before, and it can still be used now. It has to have the same use that it was oimed before to be called muchan now. To still be capable of using it. So if before it was an areva and it was used lekabel, and now it could still be mekabel, it's mekabel different things. Before it was mekabel dough, and now it's mekabel shemen. That's like a fella. But that's called, it was muchen to be a kli kibble. So memelus, I can use it now later. But if it was muchen before to be a kli kibble, and now I'm using it, now I'm using it for a cover, so even though before it was aimed for use, and now it's aimed for use, that Rabbi Yehuda also is not called minamuchim. So memelus of the Gemara means to say, even though before it was aimed lachila, but before it wasn't aimed to be eaten, it's aimed lachila, but not to be eaten on Shabbos. Now you want to eat it on Shabbos, that's not called minamuchim. Let us see what Rashi says. Shivrayim nitolim afilu nishtabrayim b'shabbos, yoyis be'me'ein melochim. Shetei teres kli alei. Me'ein melocha klima afa bish ein ruim la melocha mamish al chisu yibalme. Me'ein melach tot harishayna. Is me'ein melach tot harishayna. Mikve taf shalot dainik me'ein isa. Achiname kivin lei ischin me'esmo la achile. It wasn't huchen to be eaten. It was oimed to be eaten. It wasn't muchen to be eaten. So memelus, that's not mina muchen. And this is Rav Yehuda, that's what Rav said, that a Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda. This is the Rav Yehuda of Kalim.